On the roof of the Empire.
The factory is a huge mechanism made up of living parts. It is a huge living machine into which each living and inanimate part must fit perfectly.
Barchesleen was a town where society was seen as a machine, one that manufactures progress. We are now on the roof of the building, which in its time was the highest building in Czechoslovakia, from which this machine was controlled. And it is very clear that anyone that wants to drive the machine must be familiar with it down to the last cogwheel, and if he wants to be powerful, he has to look after it. Technocracy was inherent to both butchers. They therefore strove to establish an order that would rationalize not only production, but the whole of human life. If every individual is in the place where their abilities make them most useful, maximum performance will then be achieved. If everything around it is rationalized, i.e. the daily rhythm, development, housing, education, and medical care, the entire process is thus accelerated. These tendencies reached a peak in Jan A. Batja, who in 1938 published a book entitled Let's Build a State for 40 Million People, in which he presents a utopian project for a super-industrialized Czechoslovakia, taking full advantage of its geopolitical position and raw material resources. Zlín was a prestigious, authoritatively controlled environment notable for its industrial style. The town's clear layout was reflected in the clear layout of every individual's life. The firm standardized life values, indoctrinated, controlled, and forced everyone to submit to higher goals. An absolutely crucial role in the regulation and control of Zlín society was played by the factory's personnel department, which filed all records about each individual person and, based on which, using various classification forms on performance, state of health, family situation, it determined a person's industrial value. Yet even here it proved that an even greater degree of rationalization would be needed. In 1936, the Butcher's House of Health project was announced in collaboration with the director Albert and the architects Gahura and Uklein. This was to be a new 13-story hospital, as the hospital from 1926 was no longer sufficient. This building, in the futuristic shape of a plane, far larger than the 21, was to contain the wards, examination rooms, counseling centers, laboratories, institutions, the outpatient department, the medical registry, all under one roof. And what is more, the factory's personnel department was to be transferred there. That meant that medical, social, occupational hygiene, and employee care for the citizens of Zlín and co-workers of the factory, there is no longer any difference between them, would be concentrated in one place, a center of total control. The Butcher's House of Health was to be a colossus, from where people's destinies would be decided. The planned building was not actually constructed on Námestí Práce, partly because it would be too expensive, but especially due to the war. After the liberation of the Republic and the nationalization of the enterprise, this project was abandoned.